My brothers and sisters in Christ, people tend to like their blankets. I don't know, these days it seems to be making more comfortable blankets, more and more warmer, to me anyway. But we like to, and you see little kids, maybe even they have their little blanket that they need to go with. It probably reminds them of the comfort of their mother or whatever. But it's important that we don't get too caught up in the comforts of this life. It's important we don't get caught up in the comforts. You can see this a little bit in what Jesus is saying about the wolves who are in sheep's clothing. The sheep's clothing that the wolves wear are meant to entice us. The wolves are wearing that because it looks like what we want to see. And we maybe get comfortable with it, but it's dangerous. The wool comforts us, and yet inside is the wrath of the wolf waiting to eat them, waiting to destroy us. So we have to watch out for wanting that comfort. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted." Not blessed are the comfortable, they will be comforted. People who suffer, people who are in the midst of difficulties often are the ones who actually experience the comfort that comes from God. And we can see that especially in Abram today. He's doing exactly what God wants him to do. He's given a tenth of his possessions to the priest Melchizedek. We saw that he let Lot, his relative, pick which side he and his family wanted to go to, the beautiful plain he picked, and Abram got what was left over. So we know that he's a good man. He's putting his faith in God. And yet what happens? Today, as he is speaking to God, a terrifying darkness enveloped him. A deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. Even though he's doing what God wants him to do, there's nothing comfortable about that. The difficulties that he's experiencing. And yet it's right in the midst of that that God makes his greatest promise to Abram. Today you heard it. To you and your descendants, I will give this land. It's really the promise of heaven. He's promising a savior to Abraham. And so if Abram was only thinking about the comforts of this world, he would have given up on God a long time ago. But he's not. He's interested in staying faithful. He would be able to point out a wolf very easily. So let's watch out for those wolves in sheep clothing. Let's not just try to be comfortable. Let's stay aware of what God is doing. He comes to us as a light. And he comes to us in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.